From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Hundreds of thousands of Catalans took to the streets of Barcelona on Sunday, voicing their opposition to the region's declaration of independence. Amid vast political uncertainty for the region in northeastern Spain, Stuart King is a Catalan scholar at Monash University.
Not the Catalan police force, but the local Barcelona police force estimate there was about 300,000 people in the demonstration. And to give put it in context, at the beginning of the Second Gulf War, for example, there were over 1 million people protesting in the streets of Barcelona. So in terms of Spain, it is a substantial number of people, but it's not a very large number of people.
Catalonia's political leadership was fired on Saturday by central authorities in Madrid, who are trying to tame the worst political crisis Spain has seen in decades. Madrid has called for a December 21st election in Catalonia to choose new leadership. Some believe it's too soon for an election, and pro-independence parties will increase their majority in parliament, expanding the division in the region between those who want to break away from Spain and those who favor the union. Protesters in Erbil stormed the parliament building after Iraqi Kurdish leader Masoud Barzani announced he's stepping down as president of the self-ruled northern Kurdish region. Barzani said the Iraqi government used the September Kurdish independence referendum as an excuse to retake much of the territory of the Kurds. At least 27 people were killed following a weekend car bomb attack claimed by Al-Shabaab insurgents on a hotel in Mogadishu. Another car bomb went off near the former parliament building in Mogadishu, damage there being assessed. This is VOA News. Kenyan opposition leader Raila Odinga is demanding a new presidential election within 90 days, saying the country is in grave danger from political violence. Odinga spoke 3 days after he boycotted Thursday's rerun of the August election, where results were thrown out by the Supreme Court because of irregularities. Odinga called Thursday's vote invalid because President Uhuru Kenyatta faced no opposition. VOA reached Kenyan opposition member of parliament, Jakayo Medivo.
I think it shows that we don't have a proper electoral system. It shows that we don't have a proper electoral commission. And I think that Uhuru Kenyatta wants to rule Kenya by brute and through brute force.
Post-election violence in Kenya has left at least 8 people dead. Tensions and hatred between the two sides over land rights and politics have simmered for years. Starting next year, women in Saudi Arabia will be able to attend sporting events at 3 stadiums across the country as part of the kingdom's efforts to improve women's rights. General Sports Authority making that announcement. It's starting the preparation for the 3 stadiums to be ready to accommodate families beginning in 2018. Saudi Arabia has some of the world's tightest restrictions on women, has long barred women from sporting arenas by strict rules of segregation of the sexes in public. The head of Puerto Rico's power company, Ricardo Ramos, insists there was no illegal act that led to the cancellation of the agency's $300 million contract with a small U.S. energy company amid increased scrutiny of the deal for the company to restore Puerto Rico's power grid, which was knocked out by Hurricane Maria.
Quiero aclarar, ¿verdad? Y que quede bien, bien claro que la cancelación de este contrato.
Ramos' announcement of the cancellation came hours after Puerto Rico's governor urged the company to scrap the deal. Whitefish Energy Holdings is based in the U.S. state of Montana and in the hometown of the U.S. Interior Secretary, who denied being involved in the deal. Thousands of people took to the streets of Yangon to show support for Myanmar's military, which has received international criticism for its crackdown on Rohingya Muslims in the country. Rohingya militant attack in Myanmar police in August sparked a series of reprisals by government security forces. Since then, 600,000 Rohingya refugees from Myanmar have gone to Bangladesh. Get more news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.